escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. Hugh taking phone calls from his eye doctor.
Shout out to Pearl Vision because they listened to the show, right?
Oh.
And so they heard one day that
well, they you know we're glasses wearers.
Yeah, yeah. And they knew I was blind, so they got me some new contacts. But I told them that wasn't their fault. It was my fault.
Okay.
Because I had the monthlies, right?
Yeah.
So I wore them longer than I was supposed to wear them.
Clearly
so
your fault.
It was blind. So they hooked me up. They listened to the show, and they heard that I was blind. So they got me some dailies. So
doesn't help that I'm blind.
Yeah, they heard I was blind, so they got me some dailies. So they told me that they needed me to come in and check for my dailies.
So you're gonna be able to see again?
Every day I can take them out and put some new ones in. Every day I'm alive. I can see.
All ready for football season.
All ready for football season.
All right. Well, football season's coming up. But coming up right now, and we have less than 4 hours to go for Eagles Radiothon. Ryan Hammond with us to give us an update on how the bidding is going, and less than 4 hours to go here.
Yeah, I mean, they are steadily increasing. I am so proud to share that right now your show is number one for the remote broadcast. We're
we
not done.
We can do better. Well, how much? Wait.
It's at 6,000, so we can have do to better do better. Than
that. We need to win, too.
Yeah.
This is important.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my own.
Well, can we do a recap of the values that you plan to add to this experience?
Well, I'm going to reenact the scene in Baby Boy.
Okay.
I'm going to come in the house, and I'm going to be cooking in your kitchen. I'm going to cook some bacon.
PG with clothes on.
Yes.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
You know, it all depends. If you bid enough, you know what I'm saying? We might do what we got to do. We're going to do that. I'm going to go in your refrigerator. Make sure you have at least some orange juice.
Okay.
And you got to have some Hatfield bacon. If they got some Hatfield bacon in there,
forget about
it. Done deal.
Yeah.
It's a done deal. Yeah, has to be Hatfield.
We could supply the Hatfield. We could bring it with us.
I mean, we could, but wouldn't it be so much better if I went in every refrigerator and did it?
Well, it would be funnier. Yeah, I agree with that.
Then if you want us to, we go wait. If you got kids, we go wake your kids up, tell them to get out of bed and cook them breakfast and, you know, pour some little cereal in the bowl.
This experience just keeps getting better.
Yeah. They keep adding on because we're doing it for a good cause.
You are.
It's the Eagles Autism. If you want me to come to your house and cook breakfast, I'll cook breakfast at your house.
You don't have to do the show. Just cook breakfast.
Well, you know what? To irritate
Kyle. He's now modifying. Yeah.
Yeah. Even to irritate Kyle even more, if you give me one of those, like, Bobby Brown mics where, you know, you have it on your head and you have the little piece, I will walk around the house and serve the kids breakfast.
Okay.
While I'm doing the show.
Are you going to try to cook while on the air?
Yes.
Ryan, do you know this story? When Hugh was working in Atlanta, this was during COVID.
Okay.
A lot of stations were, you know, doing shows from home, right?
Yeah.
Remote.
Yeah.
So okay. Hugh was in his house doing a show, he did the morning show in Atlanta. And he cooked bacon on the air thinking they wouldn't hear it, but
everyone knew it was going down.
Everyone was able to hear it.
It was sounding so succulent.
So it sounds like you're a multitasker.
I try.
Okay.
Kyle doesn't like that, though, because every now and then when I'm multitasking, my phone goes off.
Yeah, very nice.
Well, I mean, we did just get a call from Pearl Vision, so
that
tracks.
All right, thank you.
Before we get any more updates on what's going on here and tell everyone how they could donate or bid, let's hear what that sounded like when Hugh Douglas was cooking bacon on the air in Atlanta.
Still a good day. Because it's still like you go up there and you're vulnerable. Like
you immediately learn musical taste.
Hugh Douglas.
What?
Hugh damn Douglas.
What?
Hugh Douglas. What the hell, man?
Is that bacon?
Yeah, it is bacon. It is bacon, Hugh.
But you can hear that? Wait a minute, let me just.
Hugh Douglas, it's a microphone!
Wait a minute, just let me turn this last piece of bacon, man. Let me turn this bacon and then we can.
No, go ahead, Hugh. We'll wait for you.
We can just wait. We can just
wait for you here. It's okay.
Okay, it's turned. Okay, I'm back.
You know what the best part about that whole bacon experience was? I found a new way to cook bacon, Ryan.
Okay.
Do you know, and this is for everybody else out there that likes to cook their bacon. If you put a little bit of water in the bacon, like while you're cooking it,
okay,
it'll lay a little flatter. It'll take a little longer to cook, but it'll lay a little flatter. Because, you know, if you don't like your bacon all shriveled up,
yeah,
it'll help it from shriveling. It's really tasty.
That's a game changer.
Yeah, it is. Really tasty.
I mean, honestly, like, the tips are coming. The value's increasing.
Yes.
Please start bidding
if more
than $6,000.
I might even sweep the floor.
Oh, my goodness.
I might do
a
some
cleaning
sweeping.
Service is included as well.
EaglesRadiothon.com.
All right. Wash dishes.
Nothing can stop
us. Wow. Washing dishes?
I'll take the sweep.
Load the dishwasher.
I'll load the dishwasher.
Okay, there we go.
Thank you.
All right, give us some updates on what is popping right now.
The numbers are climbing. The golf, obviously, is unmatched. I think the enthusiasm to hang with Jason Kelce and Saquon Barkley are people are very excited. We're also trying to call Charles Barkley to see if he wants to join this.
Wow.
So we'll see. I don't know. I got my guy Mike Quick out there doing the Lord's work and helping us make connections. So that would be incredible. But again, like Hugh, we recognize that it's important to add value to our experiences.
Because it's all about the people, man.
Yeah.
It's all about
that was Howie earlier. Howie
experience.
Called about his
totally.
Experience. And he was like, and then I'll invite you to training camp. And you can also come to a game.
Howie's
so
a competitor, though.
He is.
He does not like to be outdone.
No. And his item has jumped. He called. It was $7,200. It's over $20,000 now.
Dang.
That'll continue to increase.
Making that. Some of y'all out there got that money.
And they're willing to donate
and
that
willing,
money.
That's what's
well, these
awesome
are charitable contributions.
Yes.
So, you know, the item, the value is priceless, but there is a small, you know, amount associated. The rest is all a charitable
yes.
contribution.
And it's,
so.
It's for a beautiful thing, man. You get to hang out with the best organization on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Jeffrey Lurie, though,
yeah,
right? Like
big
the
time.
Fact that his personal connection to this inspired him to be a voice for the 1 in 31 families affected, and something that had been hard for people to like manage or even self-identify. They just weren't sure of where they fell and, mm-hmm. you know, being included and accepted. And he's like, we're opening the doors of the, you know, our stadium, our organization, and we're creating a place for you. So whether it's an employment or it's vendor relationships like our Popcorn for the People or
yeah.
our All Abilities Clinics, it's amazing to see when you create resources to meet the needs of the most challenged that everyone can be served.
Yeah, it really is incredible. And there's so many cool ones. And you mentioned Jeffrey. The one, I just keep looking at the championship moment, the experience with Jeff
yes,
Lurie to raise the banner.
Continuing to increase, yeah. We're over $15,000 for that item.
I'm not surprised. Hugh, that's just like, just any fan out there, like the idea that you get to be part of raising a Super Bowl banner on opening night against
that
the Cowboys.
Awesome. That is awesome. Jeff is a good dude, though, man. I remember back in the day, and he probably don't want me to tell this story, but
uh-oh,
I remember
yeah, now we're here.
When we used to do the Christmas parties.
Yes.
And I remember when he had the Komodo, the karate Komodo on one time, man, that was pretty cool.
He's very stylish.
Yeah, he was very stylish.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, he's a great leader. We all are very lucky that he is responsible for this organization. And as you can see, his leadership just permeates through the building. We had Howie call. We've had Coach. We, you know, all of these players raise their hand. It's the culture that he set, is that we all have this responsibility to give back. And not only do we have a responsibility, we're empowered to do so. And that's what's so cool about this opportunity working with partners like WIP, is that we then get to talk about this to our fan base and get them involved. And if they can't bid on something or they just want to watch from afar, they can purchase a Radiothon t-shirt and feel involved in this initiative.
Yeah, with the exciting whites on the front of it. You got to make that happen, man.
Yeah, $30. It's a $30 donation. You get this amazing t-shirt. You represent the foundation in some capacity, and you know that you've made a donation to make a difference.
And you know what another cool thing about it is, George, I just thought about? There's a lot of people in that organization that were working there, and I remember them starting out their careers there that are still there.
I'm one of them. Well, shout out to T-Roy. I left and came back. Yeah, yeah, oh,
like,
Troy.
Shout out to T-Roy and like all the people that work in the kitchen and everything, man. Like, there's a lot
Keisha,
of people.
I mean, our hero.
Yeah,
we
shout
love
out
her.
To Keisha. Like, yeah. Like, there's a lot of people that when I go back there and I go walk around, a lot of familiar faces. Don Smolinski, been there forever, like a bunch of folks that you get to see.
When we talk about culture, we're usually talking about the team on the field, but there's a culture of the organization.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, right? Don embraced that. You have Frank Umeni. Like, there's so
yeah,
many
Frank,
people.
Shout out to Frank.
Yeah, we had a shout out to Frank. He's a big ambassador of Eagles Autism Foundation. Yeah. So Greg was happy I gave him a shout out earlier. Greg, our equipment manager. He has an experience being assistant equipment manager.
Greg, it is a cool one.
Send us some Eagles gear.
Oh, is that what you want? You want some more hoodies?
You know, I'm shameless. Yeah. I'm shameless.
We know that.
Listen, we appreciate you.
Yeah. EaglesRadiothon.com. You can purchase the t-shirt. You can also text midday to 53209. Ryan, thank you again for the last 2 days.
You guys are the best. We really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate
I can't
you.
Wait to share the number with you guys when we finish up today.
I can't wait either. All right, EaglesRadiothon.com. There she goes, Ryan Hammer. Let's go back to the phones. Darian in Roxburgh. Hey, Darian.
Yeah, I think this whole city just is overly negative and overreacting. Didn't Ben Davis just say it was the best series? Seattle was the best series in 5 years.
Yes, he said that last week.
Now they turn around. I understand that the Mets own them, but it's one series.
But it was a bad series.
Well, wait, hold on. One series.
They've also lost 10 in a row up there.
They also lost in the divisional round to the Mets.
I said they own them.
That makes it better.
But it's not just one series.
But
what are you talking about,
Darian? What do you want us to say? That they in the last year and a half, they've beaten the Mets as many times in London as they have in New York, and they play in New York 10 more times they do in London. What are we supposed to say?
What are the statistical odds that they face them in the first round?
Pretty good.
Damn good.
All right, so let's play it out, Darian. I think it's unlikely. I think we'd all agree it's unlikely they're going to get the one seed over Milwaukee. So they're either going to be the 2 and get a bye, or the 3, or if they blow this whole thing, they're probably going to be the 6. So if they're the 2 seed, baseball does not reseed. So the way the bracket looks is the 3.
It's not that. It's just that I can't come down.
No. You asked a question. We're going through the answer. So you asked. Yeah, but, so it, Darian, oh, you know what? Right. Let's simplify it. If they, it's pretty likely they see them if the Mets win a series or they end up in the first round against each other. It's pretty likely.
But isn't this just the regular season thing that they're doing?
What does that mean?
I mean, are they really going to be the same in the postseason against them?
Did you watch last year?
Before you get upset.
That was
let me ask Darian. So what have you seen, Darian, like seriously?
This team's way better.
Wait a minute, Darian, calm down. First of all, calm down. We're having a grown-folk conversation. Did the Mets knock them out of the playoffs last year?
I just said that was last year.
Okay, but what have you seen thus far since they've played the Mets that makes you think that the playoff energy is going to be different than the regular season energy?
Because of what they did against Seattle, period.
Seattle is not their kryptonite, though, Darian.
Yeah, but they're not going to stay. They're not going to play the same way in the postseason.
Okay, again, Darian, and now we're back to my original question.
They did this last year.
I'm back to my original question. What have they shown you that makes you feel that the outcome is going to be different?
What have they shown versus the Mets, you mean, or just in general?
Yes. What have they shown you against
the
their
Seattle
nemesis?
Series.
Okay, what does Seattle have to do with the Mets?
Because they might still be good enough to beat the Mets.
Okay, Darren, it's like Darren, we're having a roundabout here. You do know that because I'm asking you again for the third time.
Yeah, but what are you asking?
This is what I'm asking you, Darren, because there are certain teams that match up better with others. Do you understand that part of it? Do you acknowledge
that? Applies to this particular year.
Darren.
Okay, hold on a second.
I got it, Joe. I got it.
You finish it.
Okay, Darren, I'm not talking about last year, okay? I said listen to me now because I'm going to say it real slow. What have the Phillies shown you in the rivalry against the Mets that makes you think it's going to be different?
They don't have to show anything.
Okay. All right, Darren. You do not get it.
Darren, I'm about to curse.
You don't get it.
Bleep Seattle. Who cares about Seattle? They're not going to see Seattle again until the World Series.
Ben Davis said it was the best series.
Yeah. Right, but right. You asked what are the chances they see the Mets. The chances they see the Mets are far greater than see Seattle. That has to be in the World Series, Darian.
But it's going to translate to them being good against the Mets.
What?
How, Darian? How?
Because they were world beaters against Seattle.
Darian, you can't be. This can't be a serious call. You can't be. No, it's not, Darian.
I'm cooked. I'm out.
Some, you know what's funny? Because Darren called the other day, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Yo. Yo, that was one of the funniest, most frustrating phone calls I think we've ever taken.
Why can they beat the Mets? Because they beat Seattle last week. You guys didn't watch.
And it will translate versus the Mets, who they just got swept by.
I think the reality is every week we don't know what the hell they are. They got swept by the Pirates. They swept Seattle. Yeah. They can't beat the Mets in New York.
And you're just negative. Yep. I think that's the only thing I took from that conversation.
Well, you were the negative one. You went in on Darren.
You hit him with the dog.
I know.
So I'm going to say it slow so we can all pick it up.
No, but dog, was I wrong? Because I'm like, what have they shown you that makes you think it's going to be different? I didn't even bring up next year. They just got swept.
Yeah, I just love that you invoked Doc Rivers. I'm going to say it real slow so everyone can pick it up.
I'm going to say it slow so we can all pick it up.
Yeah, you know, he did pick it up.
No, before he went on the air, that guy called me back multiple times just to yell at me.
Oh, well, yeah. Then I like him. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call's on the other side. We got to give this prize away. This is 2 days in a row that Hughes Clues goes deep into the show.
I am profound.
All right, you know, why don't you do this? We're about to hit this. Give everyone the fourth clue right now. Let them chew on it until we are on the other side.
This person got famous for being tickled.
Excuse me?
Yeah, he got tickled.
All right.
He was tickled like he was.
Tickled, 90s.
Yes.
Did something to bother Kyle yesterday?
He did something to bother Kyle yesterday.
All right, there it is. 215-592-9494. We got to give the prize away. A pair of tickets to DeSean Jackson and Michael Vick's teams at the Link on October 30th. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.